from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, it's a mixed bag for New Jersey commuters when it comes to how they feel about the Trump administration pulling the plug on New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan that had drivers paying as much as $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street.
It was a money grab in the first place.
It should go.
We pay enough taxes.
It should go. It's not fair. It's not fair to the working guy.
It should stay put. I drive in and out for a commercial electrician, and I find that the traffic is less.
New York officials say the tolling system will stay in place while they fight the decision in court. While crews repair the sinkhole that opened on Route 80 last week in Morris County, they're finding evidence of dozens of other potential sinkholes underneath the road. Transportation officials have identified at least 90 locations of possible instability or voids. Assemblywoman Aura Dunn says she's worried about what could happen when the interstate is reopened, comparing the possibility of new sinkholes developing to a game of whack-a-mole. A New Jersey church was the victim of a disgusting act of vandalism last week.
Human feces was found in the baptismal font of the Church of the Holy Rosary in Edgewater on February 12th. That vandalistic act follows multiple thefts at the church. In response, the church will be locking its doors in the afternoons starting at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. In a statement, church leaders said, quote, "We sincerely regret the necessity of closing the church, thus prohibiting the well-intentioned and faithful from spending time in the Lord's house in sacred prayer and contemplation." Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Unemployment claims were up slightly last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits totaled 219,000 in the week ending February 15th. That's 5,000 more than the week before. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we climb out of the freezer tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I think we're all ready for a warm-up about now. Thermometers will dig out of the freezer tomorrow. Highs in the 30s, then 40s return this weekend, and 50s are in the forecast throughout next week. The chance for spotty snow showers will continue into this evening. Again, we could see a dusting to a coating on the ground in spots. Clearing skies late tonight with a brisk wind kicking up. Lows around 20. The wind chiller feels like temperature around 10. Yes, tomorrow will get a little bit warmer, but we'll only see highs in the mid-30s. It'll be a sunny, breezy day. Into the weekend we go. Saturday, lots of sunshine. Highs near 40. And Sunday finally looks like a nice February day. Partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clinton, 27 degrees. Jackson, 28. Millville, 27. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. They're family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small-town courtesy with big-city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood, or you can also do it from home if that's easier. They're online at townappliance.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.